To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a bridge stretching over the countryside under blue skies along the journey up the Haiku Stairs, a.k.a. the Stairway to Heaven, comes to us from a friend's trip to the islands back in July of 2021. And their trip was truly epic, as it was part vacation, part family obligation, and part vision quest, as they enjoyed new sights, new accomplishments, and new insights into who they are. Life is all about learning who we are and enjoying the things that God has provided for us to experience. That includes people, places, and things. You get out of life what you put into it. When you invest in your relationship with God, the returns you receive are simply divine, as a life of walking in the Spirit puts you in the context of a grand design where every moment has meaning and where you are never alone in your journey, no matter the ups and downs. It's Wednesday, and even though today's photo seems to have us in a valley between two peaks, I feel that its implied upward direction was an adequate way of expressing the fact that we will ascend over the hump of midweek one way or another, and the atmosphere I get from it of a journey makes me want to encourage you to be intentional and hopeful as you walk through today and into the future beyond. As I shared yesterday, those in Christ are victorious. We have the unbelievable gift of God's grace that revealed to us the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which caused us to, quote unquote, make a decision to make Jesus our Lord and Savior. A decision that made us spiritually alive and delivers a new and everlasting life for us to enjoy and experience in the here and now, as well as in eternity forevermore. Salvation messages tend to point to heaven and life beyond death, but my purpose in life is to encourage everyone I know that the gift of our salvation is to be enjoyed now, and the journey of being conformed to the image of Christ brings the freedom and abundant life that the scriptures speak of. However, there are several obstacles that can hinder Christians from experiencing the freedom they have in Christ. We have to contend with the world and the devil, who would tell us that our religion doesn't change anything. And I would agree that the empty practices of a quote-unquote religion won't change much, but a dynamic, interactive relationship with God certainly will. As bad as we have to resist the devil and reject the lies of the world, we also have to deal with what is probably our biggest barrier to experience the fruit of the Spirit: ourselves. Our closed minds, our cold hearts, and our unwillingness to trust the Lord can keep us in abject misery. This condition of miserable Christianity usually is defined with proclamations of, "I try, but I can't do that. Do you expect me to? I'm not going to do that. I'm only human. I don't have time for that. I need to sleep. I'm tired. I don't have the strength. I don't have the faith." And several other statements that speak of our insufficiency and that proclaim a destiny of doom. I recently counseled a friend who is seeking their freedom in Christ and who is experiencing a day of reckoning, as they are surrounded by financial problems, relationship problems, sin problems, and work problems. They are in a situation that is simply unbearable. They are wallowing in a situation where there seems to be no answers in sight, and whose consequences seem to be leading to a complete disaster. They are under a mountain, and everything they think to do seems hopeless. In my early attempts to gauge this situation, I tried to simplify matters and offer some simple solutions to try to turn things around. For every bit of advice I gave, there was an excuse of how that wouldn't work or how they were unable to follow it. To be honest, I felt a little hopeless and powerless because I wanted to give them advice to turn things around, and I wasn't getting anywhere. It reminded me of a line from an REM song that says, "Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it." Men tend to want to fix things. I think we all do. And when when all my advice seemed to be rejected instead of getting upset, and I decided to challenge my friend. Instead of getting upset and challenging my friend, sorry about that, I decided to agree with him. It's the end of the world as you know it. You've made a huge mess, and it looks like there are no solutions. It looks like we're going to live out our worst-case scenario. So what does that mean, and what do we do then? I then reminded my friend that they forgot something. They are not alone in their struggles, and that with God, they always have a source of hope, power, love, and strength that they can lean on. A great deal of the consequences of the mess they are in are the result of poor choices. So in order to turn things around, they had to make a smart choice to follow the Lord and start living according to His wisdom and ways, and to accept whatever might come, knowing that the Lord will never leave them and will walk with them through whatever trials and tribulations that their worst case scenario may bring. I reminded them that the worst case scenario would be their death, which would result with them being with the Lord and His kingdom forever. So not so bad a result after all. But let me be clear here. I was not encouraging suicide. I was encouraging my friend to live his life by faith that would accept even his death as being something not to be feared. When we face our biggest fear and realize that God has the answer for it, we can face everything this world, the devil, and our poor choices may cause us to suffer. I then pointed out that bankruptcy would probably suck as a consequence, too. But I reminded my friend that even that worst-case scenario didn't have to destroy them, that even if they suffered that, they would still live in the love of the Lord, and they would have reason to have peace and joy. When we are in Christ, there is simply no worst-case scenario that we cannot survive. When we live in the Lord's presence, we can receive His love, strength, and wisdom to carry us on to the next day. And if we keep walking and talking with God, we will one day find ourselves beyond the valley of the shadow of death and out from underneath the weight of the world that we have been carrying. Oh, but let's keep this real. I'm not talking about instant deliverance here. Oh, I need some money, so I'll pray and get a check in the mail. While anything is possible with God, there is no learning or maturation in instant blessings, and the Lord wants you to learn from the mistakes that you have made in life and wants you to lean on Him and follow Him out of your messes. That means accepting responsibility for the messes you made. That means repenting, which means to change our minds and our behaviors to align with God's ways rather than our own. That means going continually into God's presence to be filled with the Holy Spirit to empower our walk and our convictions of who we are in Christ. That means changing the way we think and the way we have lived. That means being open to the solutions and alternatives that may be unthinkable. When I made that suggestion, my friend started to think of some underhanded way of hiding finances to relieve his burden. I reminded them that as Christians, we don't do that. We accept responsibility and take our lumps for the dumb decisions we have made. We work toward solutions with honesty and integrity, and we prepare ourselves for a long journey to freedom and deliverance. When we decide to follow the Lord, we align ourselves with the Eternal One, and our commitment should be forever. That means going His way and trusting that He will lead us out of the desert and that we will remain faithful to follow Him no matter how long it takes. Seems impossible. Where's the quick fix? Our relationship with God is the quick fix, as He gives us eternal life, forgiveness of sins, and the power to overcome the moment we say yes to Jesus. But in order to experience it all, we must humbly submit to the Lord and resist the devil, the world, and our old ways. God will see us through even our worst-case scenario, but we won't have any peace if we refuse to trust Him and follow Him in the way we should go. So trust the Lord to see you through today. His mercies are new every morning, so enjoy them, and then trust the Lord to see you through to the next day. The Journey Out of the Darkness is a collection of steps that brings you closer to the light a little bit each day. So keep going with God, and one day you will discover that your situations will change and that you have the ability to find peace and joy even in your worst-case scenario. It may be the end of the world as you know it, but God has a new life and a new world for you to live in. So open your heart, open your mind, and follow the Lord to know it. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 147:3, and it says, "He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds." Today's verse speaks of the Lord's healing of the brokenhearted and how He will bandage up our wounds. Our God is not just the God of the good times and seasons of prosperity. One of the greatest promises of God is that He will never leave us or forsake us, and it is most evident in the dark seasons of our lives where we are brokenhearted. When we suffer loss and heartache, we are often woken up to the world of illusion to see the harsh realities of death and how people can be selfish and uncaring. We can feel utterly alone and enter into a state where everything seems unreal because our innocence is lost and the way we thought of the world as a nice place is shattered. But the Lord never wanted us to find peace and meaning from this broken world of sin and death. The peace that goes beyond all understanding comes from Him and Him alone. I encourage people to pray to the Lord every day as a spiritual practice because I know of the great comfort that comes from being in His presence and the benefits of receiving His love, strength, and wisdom. But you have to go to Him to experience it. And when you are brokenhearted or hurting or wounded, the Lord is waiting with open arms to give you comfort and take your pain away. Healing might not come in an instant, but the Lord will patiently abide with you and restore you when you lean on Him. The old adage that everything is going to be okay is only true when you're in a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. So press into your relationship with the one who caused the blind to see and the lame to walk. If he can do those things, you can trust Him to heal your broken heart too. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors and theologians to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored, Experience Life with Jesus. Today, we continue sharing from Chapter 7, and it talks about the effects of addiction. And it leads you through step 6 of the steps to freedom in Christ, where you can put down your sins. So if you want to know about the effects of addiction and want to be set free for those sins that beset you, go to mtforchrist.org and check out today's resource. As always, we encourage a life of Christian discipleship, and we offer our discipleship classes on the podcast and on now YouTube for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. YouTube's got to be updated, but currently there's 6 lessons from Victory Over the Darkness on that. The rest of them all are on the podcast. We also encourage, obviously, the study of God's Word, and we do that by sharing our Bible study that we have each week with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti. So if you want to check out our Bible study, listen to it on the podcast, and check out those outlines on mtforchrist.org. Things are running short today, so I'm going to say a quick prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank You for another day in Your kingdom. Lord, we just pray for our friends who are listening, Lord, that You would build them up in the most holy faith, by providing them with that comfort, strength, guidance, and wisdom that you and You alone bring when we reach out to You in faith. Lord, we pray for You to go before us today and make some divine appointments, give us wisdom, and show us the way we should go. Lord, we pray for everyone's prayer request as we have put some before You. And Lord, we trust You, and we love You. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.